Your Bibles out, if you would, please, and I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 5, verse number 16. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 16. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 16. I want you to stand with me, if you would, please. I'm going to read this one verse, and then I'm going to talk about it for a little while. This being our baccalaureate service tonight, I want to talk to you and I want to say to all the graduates, let your light shine. Let your light shine for God. Let me pray. Well, let's read the verse. It says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let's pray. Father, bless now, take the simple truth tonight and help it to help us. In a special way to the graduates, might they be challenged. But Lord, there's something in the sermon for all of us. Now bless us with thy presence, please, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I have these candles here. I'm going to let each one of them represent one of our graduates. There are three candles here, and we have three graduates tonight. Children often sing the little song, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I'll be honest, I really can't think of a better scriptural challenge to graduates than this. Let your light shine. Let it shine. That's such a simple thing, but there's probably a little more to it than just a cute little song. As I was looking through the passage of Scripture, I noticed that first word it says let. Now you need to understand something. The word let there means you have a choice. You are either going to let it shine or you may not let it shine. I'd recommend that you let it shine. It says let your light shine. Every one of you have been given a responsibility from God. And it's a personal responsibility as you have families. Did you know your wife's light can't shine for you and you can't shine for her? You must shine for yourself. Then it said, let it shine. Let that light shine. And I'll be honest, these graduates, you've been taught shine. You've been taught well to shine. You have been influenced powerfully. With some of the training and those things that have come across your path, there are people all around the world that would like to have the shining training that you've been given. So you've got to make the decision. It's a decision you have to make. The verse said, let your light shine before men. Well, now what's that talking about? You let your light shine before lost men. Keep after the souls of men. Hey, let your light shine before saved men. The lost world needs to see people like you. The saved world needs to see people like you shine. And let your light be seen. It uses the word good works. In this passage of Scripture, good works are still in the Bible. Good works won't save you, but your good works may make a difference in somebody else's eternity. Good works won't get you to heaven, but good works sure will compile blessings untold for you and the people around you. I noticed it uses the words in here. It talks about glorifying your Father. I want to highly recommend to you that while you're letting that light shine, that you're not letting it shine for you. You got to let it shine for Jesus. That's what it's all about. All three of you, you're capable. I think God's going to do great things in years to come in your lives, from the youngest to the oldest of you. But I want to tell you something. You need to stay humble. You need to uplift Jesus. Let's make sure He gets the glory for the light that shines. And then there toward the end of the verse, it says, it talks about glorifying your Father, which is in heaven. I'm going to make you a promise. If you'll let your light shine like I instruct you to tonight, when you get to heaven, heaven's going to be very pleasant for you. Because you will have uplifted Jesus. You will have done what you were supposed to do. And you would have obeyed this simple little scripture. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The Twin Rivers Baptist Academy, our Christian school, on the crest, Brother Elswick developed it's a beautiful crest, and on it there's a lamp. There's a torch. Many times with schools on their crest or part of their logo, there's a light. Why? I think we're to let our light shine. There's something that's now illuminated your knowledge and your knowledge of God. It's to shine. I think one of the goals of education is letting your light shine. Our Sunday school's goal is that we all learn to let our light shine. The education that you get even in our church, part of the goal is that we learn how to let our light shine. I've always believed what I'm about to say to you. Educationally, what sets a Christian education apart from the others is this. We're not just trying to teach you how to earn a living. We're trying to teach you how to live. Anybody can earn a living. But earning a living and knowing how to live, and that combination, it's unstoppable. That's what it's all about. Let me give you some thoughts. I think it's a wise thing that you are careful and that you... Hey, listen, I think you can let your light shine. These candles, this light that we see. Hey, never lose track of the importance of the candle or the light of truth. Truth. Proverbs 8:7 says, "For my mouth shall speak truth." So you all know, truth will take you down the path of success. The absence of truth will cause you to fail. Let your mind be a lamp, and the bulb, let it be the truth of God. Truth is a must for a good life. Tell the truth. I know that sounds like such a simple statement. Just tell the truth. Amen. It's a rarity in this day and age. Tell the truth no matter what it costs you. Live the truth no matter how difficult. Seek the truth no matter how challenging. Teach the truth no matter how it's received. Love the truth no matter what others say. Stand for the truth no matter how weary you are. Learn the truth no matter what you have achieved in life. Fill your mind with the truth no matter what the world says. Build your family and marriage around the truth no matter what the devil wants. Build your business on the truth no matter what the economy is like. Build your future on the truth no matter how unstable our nation would be. Just let the truth shine in your life. Oh, then I want to recommend that you burn the candle, if you will, or let the light shine in regard to your memory. Your memory. In Psalm 77, verse number 11, it says, "I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember the wonders of old." I think your memory should shine. Shine on the present, but I'll tell you what. Your memory is extremely necessary for you to succeed. You understand you received an education. The way you're to go live is to remember what you've been taught to do. Wouldn't it do us all good to remember what we've been taught to do? Let your mind be a lamp for today using the borrowed light from yesterday. For many years, you've been taught the light of God's Word and God's ways. Let yesterday's light lead you down the path of today and tomorrow. I think memory is the spinal column of your education. If you don't remember, you'll fail. What's the use of spending thousands of dollars to get an education and then not remember what you paid for. You should remember it. You've been taught how to have a great life. Make sure you turn the light on. Let that light shine. Remember what you have been taught about morality. Remember what you've been taught about handling your money right. Remember what you've been taught about hard work and having a vision and telling the truth and attending God's house and caring for others. Remember what you were taught in your Bible classes and in chapel and in math class and English class and science class and Sunday school and family devotions. Most people in here, your problem is you've been educated beyond your desire to perform. You know enough to succeed, you just don't care to remember. You've been taught enough Bible to be a good Christian, you just don't remember. You're lazy in your mind. You don't call upon what you have been given in times past. I'd like to recommend to the graduates tonight that you reach back into your memory and pull up those things that you've been given. Again, some of you have heard some of the finest preachers on the face of the earth. You've seen and you've been trained and you've been taught. If you want to succeed, you'll reach into that memory, pull forward what God gave you in the past and succeed, because it still works today. You see, let your light of your memory shine. Let the light of truth shine in your life. Might I say, you're going to have to let the light, the lamp, the candle of sacrifice be a part of what you are. Romans chapter 12, verse number 1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Sacrifice is a must in the Christian life. Let your light shine of sacrifice. You have to sacrifice the bad to get the good. We must sacrifice what we want for what we need. We will end up sacrificing our comfort for the sake of others. Education requires sacrifice. The successful study while the unsuccessful play. And people that have worked hard and achieved, they sacrifice something to get there. Men, sacrifice for the sake of others. That's what men do. Husbands, let your lamp of sacrifice shine for your wife's sake. Oh, wives, you learn to sacrifice for the sake of your husband. Dads, sacrifice for your children. Moms, sacrifice for your children. Leaders, sacrifice for the sake of the follower. I thank God that there have been people who have sacrificed to give us the United States of America. We should be very careful how we treat the freedoms that this nation has. There are men and women who have sacrificed their lives to give us the nation that we have. And some people would like to sell that nation up the river. Some of those people that have fallen in battle would turn over in their grave if they realized the way America behaves toward the freedom that they sacrificed their blood to achieve. Teachers, sacrifice for the sake of that student. Listen, let your light shine. The Bible says we're to be a living sacrifice. It's part of what you do. That's what you do with your education. Keep the truth burning. Make sure that your memory is used and that you keep using what you've been given. Learn to sacrifice, and that's what'll make your education worthwhile. Then, I want to talk to you about the lamp, the light, the candle of obedience. The Bible says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I am totally 100% convinced that obedience will brighten your life. Obedience is a fundamental element of education. The first need of any mind is to learn to obey. If a mind is not taught to obey, a mind will not become educated. You must learn to require your mind to focus its attention. Let me tell you something, parents. Teach your kids to obey. They have a chance then of learning. People that don't obey don't learn. Your mind has been taught to obey. Let that light shine. Children who are not taught to obey have weak minds. Obedience is a key to education. Obey the truth. Obey your memory. Obey the teacher. Obey the laws. All those things, what gives you the platform to succeed in life. Successful people obey their education. Again, there are people that passed, but they didn't succeed after they passed their class because they did not use their memory, reach back, and obey what they'd been taught to do. Obedience is a key to succeed. Obedience is like a floodlight that will bring brightness to a dark world. I went to a handful of different colleges when I was getting my education, but I'll never forget the primary college that I went to. I sat in the same class as thousands of other men sat in. I'll make a statement. What I was taught works. It works. But I would have men say, well, I just can't figure it out. I'm thinking, get your notes out. Do what you were taught to do. But because they don't do what they were taught, they don't obey what they were taught to do, so they don't succeed. This may not mean anything to you, but boys and girls, learn to read. Learn to add. Learn to subtract. And whether you like it or not, learn the parts of speech. You say, why? You want to succeed? You're going to have to learn. There's always to it. Or you'll expect somebody that learned to support you. You see, it's the candle of obedience. Teaching obedience gives someone a chance to learn. So, there's some lights that ought to shine in your lives. Let the light of truth always shine. Let the light of your memory, use your memory to benefit yourself. Use the light of sacrifice, the light of obedience. And then, if I may, there's a light. I call it the light of power. You have something going for you that people in the world don't. You have living within you the power of God. That can turn a civilization upside down. The powers of hell can't defeat the power of God. The Bible says in Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. When you got saved, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of God, and within that you have a power. It's amazing. God allows man power. What an honor. I want to recommend that you not abuse it. Your education, I think, gives you power. Use it right. You've learned leadership. Use it for God. Use it for God. Use it for right. Use the power of your training to help people. Change lives. Hey, let's make our country better. Let's make the world a better place. God knows we need to make this world a better place, and we better work on it quick. Build good things. Listen, if you'll follow the philosophies that you have been taught in church and from the Bible, you will have the privilege of influencing people. Don't misuse your influence. I happen to think that maybe, the greatest power on earth is the power of influence. And if you use that power of Jesus Christ to influence, do you know that we have a chance of making eternal differences in people's lives? What a phenomenal thing. Power. One last point, and I'll be done. These lights, this light, let it shine. I want to recommend that you keep the candle of gratitude burning in your life. Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always for all things. Stay thankful. Stay thankful. Say thank you a lot. Say it a lot. Hey, thank your mom. She gave you life. Thank your dad. You do realize the only reason you're succeeding is because somebody invested in you. Thank your teachers. Thank those that influenced you. Thank your spiritual mentors. Thank your God. Thank your Sunday school teacher. Thank that bus captain. Thank that good friend. Never stop thanking them. You have to remember something. There is not one self-made person in this room. We are all the sum total of what everybody else did. Somebody invested in us. Somebody taught us. Somebody gave to us. Somebody taught you to eat and taught you to walk and taught you how to take care of yourself. Somebody dressed you when you could not dress yourself. Somebody probably starved at some point in their life to train, teach, and sacrifice for you. Let the light shine of gratitude. You say, how would I do that? Thank them by making good out of your life. Thank them by living what you have been taught. Thank them by passing on to others the good things that you've learned. There's a little song that the children sing. It's about having a gratitude attitude. Keep a gratitude attitude. Let the bright light of gratitude cast a beam of light on the ones who have helped to make you. Did you know that a genius who does not appreciate what he has is dumber than he realizes? Because gratitude is a strength. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. Let it shine for truth. Let your light shine, and let it shine and use your memory to recall the things you've been taught to do. Let your light shine of sacrifice and obedience and power and of gratitude. There are probably much fancier words that could be presented at a baccalaureate service, but I would just like to say tonight to the graduates, this is my advice. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And I think if you'll do that, your education will pay off the way God intended for it to pay off.